Welcome to the Hidden Healing Podcast, The Heroine's Journey. This podcast is just for you. Yes, you, you beautiful soul and kindred spirit, with a gentle heart who, because of life's circumstances, have been hurt, neglected, and left in so many ways to fend for yourself because the adults who raised you weren't able to be what you needed or provide you what you needed in the early years of life. I have a hunch that you, my friend, have worked really hard to have a good life and to provide one for your family, and you've succeeded, but you still aren't feeling connected to the people in your life or fulfilled, and you're always meeting other people's needs, which never allows time for your own needs. You've likely already done work on yourself, so this journey isn't new to you, but you know that there is more to be done. In this podcast, we'll talk about how complex trauma robs you of joy and connection, even into adulthood, until you do the inner work. You may be wondering, what more is there to be done? Well, let me tell you. Helping others on the journey of healing from the impact of complex trauma is my passion. I have spent the last 5 years really digging into what specific aspects of healing will bring the biggest impact in life and how to open the doors to more healing and connection so that you never feel lonely or disconnected again. So listen in as we discuss complex trauma and how you have the power to change how you feel and, yes, change your life now. This episode is brought to you by Clear Concepts, Courses, and Coaching. Do you ever wonder if you've experienced complex trauma? Find clarity with my free mini workbook. It's designed to help you identify complex trauma and figure out if you could have it so that you can break lifelong patterns that may be keeping you feeling stuck and alone. This resource is your first step towards healing and recovery. So get the mini workbook to start uncovering answers today. It's straightforward, it's supportive, and it's yours for free. Begin your journey to understand and to healing now. The link is in the show notes. Well, today's episode is going to be a frequently asked questions version. So I'm going to go ahead and answer some of the questions that come up for me, myself, and then also some of the questions that other people have asked. So the first one is, do I believe that everybody has complex trauma? And I know sometimes I sound like I think that, but in reality, I know that that is not the case. There are many people who do not have complex trauma. But the truth is that in the United States, at the rate in which sexual attacks happen, the rate at which parents are getting divorced, and a lot of other stressful things that children face on a daily basis. So these things do cause a lot of complex trauma. Now, if you have a parent who can help you process these things, if you have a supportive parent that is there for you, then it doesn't have to be that bad. And every human does face challenges. And complex trauma is created when you have a challenge that your nervous system cannot handle for a long period of time during your childhood. And so it is very common that people do have signs of complex trauma. You could easily get a meaning from a situation that is not true, and then your mind creates kind of a distortion about a situation, or if this happens, then that means that I'm not lovable or that people don't like me, or just any easy thing like that. So I kind of feel like, as a human being, all of us can use a little reminder about our thinking distortions that we do sometimes get just with the stresses of life and situations that we have a hard time understanding. The next question I want to answer is it possible to heal from complex trauma, or will you always just be managing it? This is a really important question, because the answer to this question will tell you a little bit about how well you'll heal or not. So it kind of is something that each person has to decide how they feel about this and what they think, because there's several different schools of reasoning. And it, you know how words have different meaning to different people. So healed can mean something different to you than it does to me. So the process of moving forward and then backsliding and integrating what you learned and processing it in your body, that's something that is a skill that all humans should learn. So we will be doing that our whole life. But as far as healing complex trauma goes, that's something that's a personal assignment. And depending on how hard you work on it, for how long, and what comfortable level you want to have with your healing. So for some people, there's a specific pain that they want to get out of. Like, for instance, someone could be a procrastinator and all they care about is that they stop procrastinating because it's causing so much pain. And that's what they want to get rid of. Me, for example, I absolutely believe that I can heal. I absolutely believe that I can have a full, happy, joyful life and not have to constantly be working on this. But it does take a lot of time and effort. And again, we will always process our life. So we will always be working on things. I do listen to someone else. Her name is Anna, and she has a podcast. And a lot of what she teaches is managing. And that's the first skill she teaches. And I think it's beautiful. She does work on journaling to help people process. And early on, she was one of the people I listened to. But also, I get the impression that she believes in managing a situation instead of completely healing it. And so I think there's two different schools of thinking on the matter, and it really is up to you what you do decide. Now, as a mother healing from complex trauma, if you still have young children at home, you may find it really hard to really work on yourself on a consistent basis. And you may also wonder about how you can do this while you have children. And so I do want to acknowledge that it is very hard. And many parents want to protect their children from the trauma that they've had. And that was one of my big goals, was I wanted my children not to ever have the situations that I came upon that were big T trauma for me. And, I didn't do exactly how I wanted, but we've been really good at getting right on things as they happen and really solving our situation. And so you can too protect your children from your trauma. And one of the best ways to do that is by you growing and learning, because number one, they will see that. Number two, when you change something for yourself, you're also changing it for your generations, you know. So if you're healing something, if you have learned a lesson and you're done with it and you're really going to heal this thing, then that is going to help your children. It's so important to also model having healthy self-care, having healthy self-love, so that your children can see that and so that they can develop it. And that's another way that you can protect them, is that you model those things and they get to see that and get to choose that for themselves. So are you capable of being a good mother while you're still healing? And the answer to that is absolutely. If you are anything like me, you're always doing your absolute best. Maybe there's a few times when you're not doing your absolute best, but you know what I'm saying. We're trying. We're loving parents who are trying. And so this healing process that we're going through, it is going to affect the people around us and things might get uncomfortable, but you are absolutely capable of being a good mother to your children and parenting with self-awareness and patience and being resilient and teaching your children to be emotionally intelligent. Another question that has come up is about love during this time of healing. And it is hard to maintain relationships when you turn your focus in on yourself and the major thing that you're working on is yourself. So it becomes sometimes a little bit hard to focus on loving marriage and or a relationship, with a boyfriend or something like that. Because if you're really turning the attention to yourself, then that could possibly create a situation where someone feels unloved. And my husband and I did have this situation come up when I first started healing from complex trauma. And what a loving man, let me just tell you, he did give me the time and space probably over a whole year of really giving me time and space to do the healing work that I needed. And recently we found a song. It's called Grow As We Go. And I think it's by Ben Platt. And he wrote this beautiful song, and it just reminds me that you do not have to break up. You do not have to get divorced. You can choose to give each other this time and the space to grow. And sometimes it gets a little messy, but if you truly love each other and have respect and want each other to heal, then it is something that you can work at. So the next question is, will I ever feel normal again? Or is this struggle my new normal? And it kind of goes back again to, are you a person who believes in fully healing, or are you feeling like you're always going to be managing this? Because if you do believe that healing is possible from this, then you will indeed find normal again. And there's something else to consider in struggling in the new normal, and that's if you have children, they bring on another layer of stress. And so if your children are going through things, which if they're anything like mine, pretty normal, they will go through stuff, you know, school challenges, friend challenges, identity challenges. So they will be going through stuff, and you have to be able to separate their challenges with your challenges and kind of keep them separate so that you don't roll it all to one ball that feels really overwhelming. And one of the best ways to do that is to remember that what our children need is really a foundation to feel grounded from, and that would be us. And then as they get stressed out, as their life fluctuates, as their hormones fluctuate and they go crazy, they still have us here as a foundation that they can grow from, really, that they can, you know, be uncomfortable in, that they can, you know, come home from school and be grouchy and know that we love them no matter what and that we'll be here, right? So remembering that for our children kind of takes it away so that it's, we're not mixing our problems up with theirs. Now, let me just say that's really hard to do, but if you can find that, then that is a beautiful way to support children and keep yourself and your identity and your struggles separate from theirs. So the next question is, how can I find time for my healing when I'm so busy taking care of everybody else? And this is a really practical and critical question because it really touches on the challenges of loving yourself and showing that love through self-care. And that can be really hard for people who are healing from complex trauma. But let me just tell you, when we talk about moving the needle, when we talk about what can move my healing forward, taking care of yourself, giving yourself breaks from all the noise and chaos alone, where you get time to either journal or sit quietly outdoors and meditate, doing any of those things, prioritizing your self-care, your showers, your meals, eating healthy meals, all of those things are so, so important. And so being able to pick your top three and then like really focus on those. And I think that you can build that in. But one of the biggest things to remember is that if you can create a routine that your family knows that at this time, this is what you do and they don't bother you, and you know that when this time comes, this is what you're doing, then that routine will become a set time period for you to do things. And it's one of the easiest ways so that you don't come every time you want to take care of yourself, come up against the family wanting your time, wanting your space, and you don't have to work on really making hard boundaries all the time because everybody knows that you have a routine. So dealing with complex trauma and taking care of yourself is one of the number one things that we need to do, because feeling good is really key. Following emotion and creating positive emotion in our life is what is going to make us feel better and therefore be better. So it may feel like it's never going to end, but it does absolutely end. And you can make time for this because it is so important. So let's get back to moving the needle in your healing. What really can make you leap forward in your growth so you don't always feel like you're struggling? And so it is important to remember that we vacillate between different states of being. Like we vacillate between taking in knowledge. Then we go to maybe like the cocooning phase where we're applying that knowledge. And then we go into maybe like more of a social phase where we feel like we have kind of normalized and incorporated these things. And now we have time to go outside of ourselves. And we're going to keep vacillating or cycling through those things, through those different stages. And so we do have to remember that. But also one of the biggest things that moves the needle is if you can learn how to do meditation. So meditation is so important because we all, it's like we have this noise all day long, whether it's children, whether it's the television, social media. And when we can sit down and meditate, we are able to release some of that. So if you think about meditation, a lot of times people think that you have to not think, that you have to clear your mind. But the truth is that our mind is made to think. We will not stop thinking, right? You can't really stop thinking. Have you ever tried it? Maybe if you don't like meditation, it's because you haven't been able to get your mind to stop thinking. But that's the beauty in meditation. You don't need to get your mind to stop thinking. What you need to do is get to a place where you can step back. And instead of being like the person under a waterfall that is just pelting you, and that would be your thoughts, you step back behind the waterfall and you start watching. So you see the thoughts, but instead of feeling emotion towards them, instead of reacting, you get to a point where you're a neutral observer. You're just watching it and noticing. And somehow that practice and that exercise is like cleaning the slate, like getting a wet wash rag and wiping the slate completely clean. And if you're able to do that, it does make it so that you're not carrying the world on your shoulder. And I know, because I've been on this journey as well for a while, that meditation is not one of the easiest things to do. But I want to encourage you, if you can do it for a guided meditation for 5 minutes in the morning, Insight Timer has several really nice morning sessions. And it's a free app that you can get. You can, of course, subscribe and get a lot of other things. But Insight Timer has free meditations that you could do in the morning and in the night. And if you could start doing those to be able to, what that does is ground you inside your body, return you to inside your body, because we spend so much time thinking about the kids and thinking about food and we disconnect from our bodies. And the thing about it is, complex trauma causes us to be disconnected and not know what it's like to be grounded into our body. So we stop learning how to feel things. We stop learning how to sense things. And if you've had any kind of situation where someone has come into your private space or your private body and done any harm, you've really learned how to dissociate from your body. So learning that it's safe to ground yourself for 1 to 2 minutes, moving up to 5 minutes, and getting those thoughts, stepping back from those thoughts and seeing them like you're behind a waterfall and you're able to see the thoughts but not reacting to them. That is the beauty of like grounding ourselves in our body. So the reason I'm talking about this is because it's so important, and it's spring right now and things feel really good. So it's easy to get caught up in vacation plans. It's easy to get caught up in the kids' sports or kids getting on summer vacation. But you need to pause and you need to find the time for you to ground yourself so that August 31st doesn't come and you realize that you just spent the whole summer chasing kids and doing everything for everybody else, but you forgot about yourself and you are exhausted and now school is starting again. You need to enjoy some of the summer. You need to take some time for yourself. You need to go ahead and eat healthy foods and get outside. And remember, the kids are so resourceful. They're so resilient. And so you may think, like, if I don't spend this time right now, this hour with them, that I hardly have any time because I work or I do things, but they are so resilient. And you taking care of yourself is going to teach them how to do that. So when they're a parent, they get to have their best life too. So I just wanted to share that. That's my thought for the week. And I hope that you guys all have a beautiful week coming up and are able to find some time, pull out that Insight Timer. The app is so good. And you can find multiple people on there. So if someone's voice bothers you, find someone else. If someone's music bothers you, find someone else. There is no good reason to not try to meditate in the morning when you wake up or when you go to bed at night. And just remember, there's no such thing as a bad meditation because it's a practice, which means that you're not going to be perfect at it ever, probably. So it's a practice that you have to do and you just got to build that habit into your life. All right, I'm done. I'm off my soapbox and I hope you guys have a beautiful, beautiful week. Thank you for joining me today. I know your time is valuable and I appreciate that you chose to come here. Remember to go to the show notes and grab your free mini workbook. It's designed to help you identify complex trauma and figure out if you could have it so that you can break lifelong patterns that may be keeping you feeling stuck and alone. This resource is your first step towards healing and recovery, so go get the mini workbook to start uncovering answers today. It's straightforward, it's supportive, and it's yours for free. Begin your journey to understanding and healing now. The link is in the show notes, and I'll see you next week.